It's time to tell the neighbors, never shout one. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is home.
Well, not Charlie Evers today, but Scott Spears and Glenn Coble sitting in for the broadcasting icon, one and only broadcasting icon here in Marion, while he recoups from an energy issue. But I saw Charlie on Saturday, and we hope he gets better.
We sure do. Yeah.
We'd love to see Charlie back in the studio, but when I was there Saturday, I can report that he does have a radio next to him at all times. Of course, Charlie would, so I know he does listen. So
hey, Charlie.
Yes. Charlie, feel better soon. We miss seeing you around the station. Now, we're going to kick off the show today with one of Charlie's dear friends, James Anderson from the Park District here in Marion, because he's got some interesting information on fishing, which I've been talking a lot about here on the program. James, how are you?
Oh, pretty good, Scott. How are you?
Doing very well. Hey, James.
Glenn. Hi, Glenn. How are you?
Yeah, good. Set me straight on the fishing issues.
All right. So fishing is a very fun recreational activity that you can do at our Marion County Parks or anywhere in the state of Ohio. Fishing licenses are $25, but what's cool about, they just changed it a little while ago, that it'll expire the day that you purchased it. So in the years past, they all expired on February 28th. So it depends, if you bought it early, that was fine, but if you bought it later in the year, then, you know, your license wasn't good for very long, but yes, please make sure you have a fishing license if you are going in public waters. So rather, it's our parks, Big Island Wildlife Area, any type of our rivers we have in Marion County, like the Scioto, the Olentangy. Now, if you have a private pond on your property, no, you do not need a fishing license. But again, if it is a public place, then you do need it. Now, you can order them online. That's what I actually do. You got a printer at home. And what's cool about this day of age is once you print it, if it's got a scanner or a copier, I just make about three or four. So if the one gets ruined, I just print off, or I just use the other one, so I don't have to go online and try to do that all over again. Now, you can go to Walmart, Myers, I think Dunham Sports, sells them, anywhere that sells any fishing tackle, those are places you can go. But if you're trying to afford the stores, you know, with the whole coronavirus thing, again, online is a really good thing to do.
Now, that's interesting, James. I'd never heard doing that online. So as soon as you do it online, if let's say I would go Friday night and pay with my Visa card online, $25, and printed it out, am I good to go Saturday to go fishing?
As long as it's just the day of that you buy it, and then again, then you fall a whole year after, and that's the day it expires. Now, please make sure that you sign the bottom for your signature, because then if you don't sign it, it's not valid, and you still can get a ticket. A lot of people forget to do that, and that also goes with hunting licenses and trapping licenses as well.
What if you're afraid of fish?
Well, it's actually funny, the fishing license in the state of Ohio, you can also go frogging or turtle jugging.
Oh, that's worse.
So what's cool about the state of Ohio, so it can go for fish, turtles, and frogs.
I will go for none of the above.
it's interesting. Now, James, how would we find the website to do this? If we're just going to Google, how would we find...
ONR, maybe?
ODNR, or the Ohio Division of Wildlife. Now, here recently, they are reconstructing their website, but they did at least have the links where you can buy your hunting and fishing licenses.
Okay.
Oh, that's, now see, that's very interesting, because that would seem like a very easy way to get your fishing license. Much easier.
One of the things the coronavirus has done for us is make things so much easier online, because people are saying, oh, we ought to do that online, and more people are doing
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, James, fishing licenses in Ohio, they run through February?
No, the new ones, so if you bought it today, it's good for a whole year. So
right, but they used to run through February, right?
Yeah, used to.
Yeah, but now they actually run a full year, so if I would do it this weekend, it'd be good through next May.
Yes.
Now, at the Tallgrass Trail, where do you fish?
So you can fish all around the lake, but I highly recommend, depending on what species you're looking for, if you're looking for catfish, we recommend the northeast corner, because that's the deepest end of Marin Community Foundation Lake. On the southwest corner, I've seen a lot of people catch a white and black crappie. And then kind of in between, you know, your typical panfish species like bluegill, sunfish, and bass.
Do people fish, there's that kind of observation stand right over by where the beavers make their dam. Do they fish off of that?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
We've had people do that before, and they've caught some bass and bluegill for the observation dock.
I used to fish. I love fishing with my dad and my grandfather. I just didn't like holding the fish, so I learned how to take a fish off the hook by putting it between my legs.
did you like putting the worm on the hook?
Oh, I didn't mind the worm.
Okay.
It's just those floppy fish.
James, we all run into this when we're out there, and I'm trying to not be misogynistic in saying this, because there are some women who are very good at taking the fish off the hook.
Absolutely.
But some who do not like it.
My wife's the best.
There you go. But if for a guy or a girl who is out there fishing, what's the best way to get that fish off the hook without big troubles?
A pair of pliers.
Yeah.
That's the best way, depending on how you caught the fish.
Yeah.
Some is really easy. You can just pull it out gently, and some are really lodged deep, especially when you're dealing with your bass and catfish species.
Yeah, if you get one down in the gullet, you're going to have to yank it out and kill the thing.
Yeah, and what I always tell people, if you're struggling, and I know it sounds kind of bad, but just cut the line. Hopefully the hook will fall out naturally, but the problem is if you keep trying to mess with them, then they're deprived of their dissolved oxygen, and you basically killed your fish if you're just doing the whole catch and release.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, it's interesting, and we talked yesterday about the free weekend in Ohio, and I had never heard of that.
I haven't either.
Yeah, so Ohio and most other states, they, you know, to help promote fishing, they always have some type of free fishing weekend. Now, I'm not 100% sure why, but this year it's on June 20th and 21st. For the years past, for as long as I can remember, it was always on the first weekend of May. So I don't know why they changed the day. I'd have to ask the wildlife officer, Chad Rody, here in Marion County, see why they did that. But I think it's interesting that they changed it.
June 20th and 21st?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Free fishing.
Yes, free fishing on
license.
All of the public waters.
Yep. Okay, cool.
Now, what's interesting, James, a lot of people like to go fishing at night. Now, are you allowed to go into the Tallgrass Trail at night?
No, but we do offer, when everything was normal, we did offer programs. But our whole thing is when you go to Tallgrass Trail from sunrise to sundown.
Well, that's interesting. Now, James, we have about 2 minutes left here before our break coming up, but since Charlie has not been feeling well, we haven't had you in, and of course, coronavirus going on, but I was talking to Glenn about that earlier on, and if you're free and want to come in next Thursday from 10 until 12, Glenn will guest host this program with you as the guest.
I'd love to have you on.
All right. Sounds good.
I got all sorts of places that I want to ask you about on the trail. As you know, I come out to the trail rather regularly.
Okay. Well,
and I got
great.
Lots of questions about the coyote scat.
Oh, I'll bring some in.
Oh, no, please don't.
Now, James, for people who want information on the Tallgrass Trail or want to know where it is, fill them in.
We have our Facebook page, Marion Tallgrass Trail, or if you Google in Marion County, Ohio Park District, make sure you put the Ohio, because there's, how many other Marions in the United States? Or go on our website, www.marioncountyparks.info. But where it starts, right by Whirlpool, and the address is 2093 Holland Road West, Marion, Ohio. Make sure if you do GPS, you have to put the west in the address, or it takes you out in an abandoned field.
Oh, my.
I love technology.
Hey, if you come to my show next Thursday, bring a present. It's my birthday, so.
Oh, wonderful.
Or the day before is my birthday.
Oh, okay.
But make it really nice, you know, a big pile of scat.
Oh, I can do that.
Well, James, thank you for calling in. That's all great information that we needed to know, and I'm heading out fishing this weekend, so it's going to be a thing. Thanks, James.
All right. You're quite welcome. Good luck.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
James Anderson, naturalist here in Marion County.
I love listening to him. He's got all sorts of cool stuff. And, you know, this is terrible to admit, and I would never admit if my grandkids were listening. All those critters and creatures, they scare the heck out of me.
Scared to death of the critters and creatures.
I'm not afraid of them. I just don't want to touch them.
Well, I understand. We've got all kinds of interesting stuff to talk about today on the few days we have here before Memorial Day coming up, 2020. But we've got a break coming up here in 10 seconds. This is the Charlie Evers Show here on WWGH Radio. Scott Spears and Glenn Coble filling in. Be back in about 1 minute. Stay tuned. Ted, you are really a pioneer. You were the first viral video in 2011.
Yes, that is true. But I have a problem since then. I was hoping you can help me with that, Scott.
What's that?
Well, I can't seem to find the right antibiotic to get rid of this viral video.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
/180/111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak or walk.
150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Scott Spears, Glenn Coble, filling in for the broadcasting legend Charlie Evers here on WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. I did get a chance to go out and visit Charlie Saturday night. We had a great, great visit.
Now, is he a legend or is he an icon?
Both.
Oh, okay.
You can take all those terms. Legend, icon, great, one of a kind. And I was telling somebody this. Was it his daughter? It might have been his daughter. I was telling this because I ran into her over the weekend, and I was saying,
I hope you didn't hurt her.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I'm part of the family now.
Oh,
I think.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's a funny thing because I always used to say this. Two things about Charlie, and it's fun to talk about him, you know, because he's not here right now, and
yeah,
we miss him being here.
Yeah.
But and he's listening, so this is even better. So the great thing is about Charlie, and I would say this to him, is that I always say that there'll be a day that I want to leave this, because the type of radio I do is interviews and it's newsy and it's that type of thing. It's minutia sometimes, but and I will leave it because I think I won't be at the top of my game. Well, Charlie is still doing it at 85 years old, and he should be. Because the type of radio that Charlie does never gets old. It never diminishes, and he never diminishes. So I'm saying all this to say this, that what I was telling Charlie's daughter is, there has never been, in my estimation, and I listen to a lot of famous broadcasters on national television and radio and local, I don't know that anybody ever did what Charlie did.
Oh, I've never heard anybody do it. No.
And never did it as well.
Yeah, and not just specifically because it's about Marion and the area.
No.
But he has a world of knowledge in that crazy little brain of his.
Well, I always thought, you know,
Big brain.
Well, you know what, though? I didn't. I never thought it was what Charlie was saying, although what he was saying was very interesting. But I always thought he had a way of saying it.
Well, his delivery with that little giggle.
Yes.
It's really good.
He had certain stock phrases.
Now, don't get a big head, Charlie.
Well, he had certain stock phrases, and he also he just had a delivery and a voice that was unlike anybody else. And you knew when you turned that radio on, you didn't have to hear him say Charlie Evers. You knew who it was. You knew that voice.
Well, you've turned him on a couple of times, you know, just so people remember his voice. And every time you turn him on, both of us, there's a smile that comes onto your face, and well, you cannot smile.
No,
you have
to smile. And most of his programs, there's something. They're not comedy programs.
No,
but the overtone at some point does turn to comedy.
Yeah, and it's like having your buddy with you. You know?
It really is. And I think for so many people for so long, Charlie has been their friend in Marion, even if they've never met him. And that's a trick.
Yeah. He's a lot like Johnny Carson in that when I used to turn Johnny Carson on, I felt good because he was my buddy. Now, I think Charlie's got a lot better. Well, I know Charlie. I didn't know.
Charlie's not aloof at all.
That's right.
Yeah. Carson was.
Yeah.
So we hear.
Yeah, so we hear.
But
Checky said that.
Checky said that. Yeah, he was good at what he did, but other than that, a little shaky. But Charlie was never aloof to anyone.
No.
No, he liked to talk to people.
Well, I know a couple people that he might be aloof to. We won't mention them on the air.
We all have our list.
I think you and I have talked about that.
Yeah.
But usually we talk about our happy list, not our sad list.
Well, my happy list just keeps getting smaller and smaller as the years go on.
Yeah.
I think I'm down to about three now. Three on the happy list.
Well, you know I don't have any, so.
There you go. Well, here's the big Memorial Day topic.
Okay.
Because I got into it earlier on my show, so I'll get your intake on this.
All right.
I'm having the Memorial Day cookout.
Okay.
But I'm within the guidelines of what need.
You're going to have lines around people?
Yeah, lines around.
Oh, I saw something you could do.
What's that?
You know those long styrofoam round things that they use in swimming pools?
Noodles.
Yeah, noodles. Put them on the head of everybody, going both, you know, at right angles, and those will be 3 feet out on the right, 3 feet out on the left. Give everybody a beanie with those attached to the top, and then then it'll give you 3 feet and 3 feet. It's 6 feet. I thought they were doing that in Europe, and I thought that must be cool if it was done in Europe.
I don't think that tradition, that European tradition, is going to make it to my Memorial Day thing.
Okay,
but okay,
right.
Here's the problem.
All right.
Here's the question. And it's interesting because I love this question because for years and years, I don't remember how many years ago, but a long time ago, Charlie and I got a letter from a listener at Christmas time. And the letter was, I'm having a Christmas party. And I got a call from my aunt who wants to come. But my aunt and my mother do not get along.
Ooh.
So who do you invite? How do you fix this problem?
Oh, I got an answer.
Okay, well, hold on. Okay, so here, that was, and there's not a good answer to that.
No, uh-uh.
Okay, so here's what happened. I never dreamed this would happen. But here, I'm doing the Memorial Day thing. And I'm starting to invite people and telling people what to bring, because a lot of people say, what can I bring? And I say, okay, bring this. Well, yesterday somebody said, I'll bring the cheese dip and the chips. I thought, great, perfect, sounds good. Well, this morning I was running off the list of things people were bringing, and I forgot to say cheese dip and chips. And I think this person got angry. And they said,
you have a lot of sensitive friends.
I know, very sensitive. And they said, well, you know, if you don't want me there, just let me know.
Oh, my.
I know.
It's hypersensitive.
Hypersensitive. So then it turned into, well, who's all going to be at this thing?
Oh, now they're getting selective hypersensitivity.
And there was one person that, if the person's going to be there, they said, I will either not come or I will bring the cheese dip and chips and just drop it off. And the reason is I might say something that would be inappropriate for a Memorial Day party to this person. So, how do you solve this problem, Glenn?
Well, first of all, what's inappropriate at a Memorial Day party that they might say, I don't care that all those people died in the wars?
No. I think there's a history with this person.
Okay.
That it would be a personal attack.
Well,
on this person.
I would put one in one room and the other in another room and tell them to stay there.
I'm not even saying both are coming.
Yeah, okay.
No, I'm not. I haven't even invited the other person.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not saying I'm going
kind of
to.
Kind snooty.
Well, no, I just, they probably, yeah, I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
But okay. I haven't gotten
I know you haven't invited me.
I haven't invited you either. So it's a whole list of people that I haven't invited. And it's just one of those, oh, there's problems everywhere, Glenn. Oh, man.
I'm sorry. That just tickled me.
I'm going to cancel it and just stay in that day. But no, what do you do when somebody gives you, now they would not say that was an ultimatum, but it's a little ultimatum.
Yeah, it is kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
I think you don't give a damn. I think you can say that on the air.
This is G-rated, for goodness sake.
You don't give a darn.
The last few weeks, you've just been off in a whole other world.
I've lost my mouth. My wife would be very upset if she heard me say that.
Well, I'm saying, do you disinvite? And don't do that on Charlie's show. He wouldn't approve of that.
Oh, that's true. I'm sorry, Charlie.
My gosh.
I didn't mean to say that.
What are you doing?
Show. Except for I've heard a few things he said on his show.
Off the air.
Oh, no. The bleep thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, that wasn't on his show.
Oh, okay.
Matter of fact, I even pointed. I said, Charlie, you never act like this on your show.
Oh, okay.
That was on my show.
Okay.
But that is a common problem people will face on Memorial Day. What do you do?
Well, you know, as you get older, as I have, thank goodness I'm getting older, you care less. And, you know,
I care less now.
I was going to say, you are an old soul.
I'm an old soul.
You don't give a rat's behind about.
No.
And I think that's what you do. You don't care. You invite them both if you want to. You don't invite them both if you want to. And if they show up, that's their problem. It's not your problem. Now, if it makes the...
No, it is your problem, because then all the other people you've invited get... in the middle of this.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is your problem.
Yeah,
because it's your party.
That. Yeah. Well, I don't have parties, so it's okay.
But we're solving
like
a problem
parties.
Here. We're trying to help people, Glenn, who might be having this problem. And if anybody has an answer they want to interject, please feel free. 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. Interject your feeling about this.
I got the answer.
Go ahead.
Lots of booze.
Well, that could be worse.
Oh, no. Nah. Well, yeah, I suppose it could.
Yeah, there is no good answer to that.
Well, you're
because you don't
right.
want to, you don't want to disinvite the first person because they've said they're going to bring cheese dip and whatever.
Yeah.
And so
you need them for the food.
Well, you're happy that they're willing to do that, but you also, I mean,
obviously so this person could be listening right now, right?
It could be.
So
that's okay.
You've already told them what the problem is, so now maybe you contact them back and say, you listened this morning, what do you think? You know?
Well, I know what they think. They think that if this other person is invited, they are not coming.
Oh, well, that's a shame. I like everybody, so I would. There isn't a person in this world alive. Yeah, there is one person, but
see, everybody's. But you know what? I can honestly say, as much as I don't like, I just am indifferent. It's not really that
yes, you are.
I'm indifferent.
Yes.
It's not that I don't like certain people. It's just I'm indifferent.
You
don't
care.
Yeah, I don't care. Yeah. So what happens is I would never have that problem. There is not a person that I can think of, if somebody invited me to a party, that I would have to ask the host of the party, well, is that person going to be there? Because if they were there, I would just avoid them. And if I was having an issue with them, I would not go near them.
I'm with you. Hey, now this is going to sound terribly misogynistic, but is this person a female? Because it seems to me...
You think that's more of a female problem?
Well, I don't think it's a female problem. I just think that women tend to be more aggressively that way.
Oh, so you think... Well, I don't know, but I don't know that it's aggressive. I don't know. Yeah,
okay.
I mean, yes, it is female-related, but I don't know that that's...
Boy, that sounds terrible, doesn't it? To
well,
say that
well,
it's female-related.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think... Here's what I
don't
think.
Know any guy that would feel that way.
I don't know.
I did go to a party one time, and the guy had on the exact same suit that I had on, and it wasn't like it was a black suit. It was a very... it was a plaid suit, and both of us had the identical suit on, and that did bother me.
You know what? I'm going to say something, because I try to be very honest on radio, because I think the one thing you should be is honest. Be yourself.
I agree.
Be yourself. Okay, I was going to bring this up earlier, and I ran out of time.
You don't like my shirt.
Yeah, I don't like your shirt, among other things. So here we go.
I love it.
We're having a morning today. But I ran out of time. I was doing the first hour, and I got into this whole cookout and fishing trip, and I ran out of time, and then we had Shecky Green, so I didn't have time to get in. Who he killed this
he
morning.
He did kill this one.
He was great. Perfect. So But here's the thing. I've never had this happen before. And I'll say it's a girl because I'm a guy, but it could have been a guy if it was a girl, you know, other way. Or who cares? Guy is a guy, girl and a girl. It could be anybody. But here's what happened. There was this girl who I it wasn't feelings. Well, maybe, I don't know. I liked. Let's just put it that way.
All right.
And the other day, and obviously I know what this person looks like. I've seen them in person. I know what they look like. I've seen them in person a whole bunch of times. The other day, for some reason, I happened to see a picture of them. And I don't know what it was about the picture, because it wasn't a bad picture. You know, it wasn't like that. But I saw the picture, and like every feeling I had for them drained out of me.
Wow.
I don't understand what happened. I don't know why that happened.
Huh.
Because if you would have asked me 5 minutes earlier, do I feel that? I would have said yes.
It's like Charlie and Hillary's hair.
Hillary's hair, certainly. Yeah, he said, I like Hillary, but then once he got on her hair, he said, there's no way. No way.
Wow, that's kind of, I've never had that thing occur to me.
I don't know why, and I think the person was actually trying to look good in the picture. But it was just the way they looked, and it wasn't totally based in looks. It's just like all of a sudden, all the heavy, more than just a stranger feeling that I had for this person drained out, and I don't know what happened. And we'll wait for Glenn's answer on why that might have happened after this very short but important minute break. Don't go anywhere.
Scott, you know I love fruitcake so much that for me it's not just a Christmas dessert.
Oh, Charlie, I would not want it any time of the year.
Oh, Scott, you've not lived until you've had mashed potatoes and fruitcake, birthday fruitcake, graduation fruitcake, cream of fruitcake. And all the possibilities are endless.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Boy, listen, if you only knew what went on during the breaks, during
well,
the show.
I want to know whether this person that you're talking about, you knew in the biblical sense.
Like we went to church together? I don't know what you mean by that,
yeah,
Glenn.
Like you went to church together.
I don't think we've ever went to church together. But
you know, some of the most romantic things, matter of fact, my father's doctoral dissertation was about sex in the parking lot of a revival. Which was kind of weird.
I thought you were talking about church.
Yeah, well, revival church, that sort of thing. And, you know, there's a lot of sex that goes on in church. I used to hold girls' hands in church. And
Charlie, I'm sorry for this conversation on this show. Yeah. I can't stop him. Charlie.
That joy in your heart wells up.
I don't get that.
I used to stare at certain girls that were in the choir.
You know, I think that's acid reflux for me.
Oh.
Yeah, I think that's what I get.
Well, maybe
get
that's
reflux.
The problem you had with that other thing. You got acid reflux when you saw
that picture?
Yeah.
Well, you never did give me your theory, psychiatrist. What do you think happened when I saw that person's picture?
I think you need to see a psychiatrist. I really don't have any idea because I think you're a little sick sometimes.
You think?
Yeah, I
well,
know you are.
I'm too honest. I need to be more phony.
The two words I was going to say after that, I can't say on the air. Okay.
But it was weird. It was the weirdest experience because for a long time, I thought of this person as more than a friend, but not...
But not biblically.
Not biblically. We've never been to church together. We didn't plan on going to church together.
I got to take a break.
We've not... you're going to have to wait a few minutes. We've never... No, we've never been to the church socials together. We've never done any of that.
Oh, you know, that's where I used to pick up chicks at the church socials.
Oh, boy, that's fun.
That's the cool thing about being a minister's kid.
Oh, man.
Moms and dads say, oh, he's a minister's boy. He's a nice boy. And the girls go, whoa.
Those all, thank God.
Oh, here's
the call. Oh, thank goodness. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
You know, Glenn Ordo said damn on the radio.
Oh, yeah. I screwed up. I screwed up again.
I want to tell you, one of the most famous actors of all time said, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Well, that's true.
Well, no, and that word is, if you would call the FCC, that word is allowable on radio. It certainly is. It's just, you know, on radio that is not...
That Charlie's listening to.
Charlie's listening to. I think I've never heard Charlie say that word on air.
I know. And here's the deal. We're just human beings, you know, and you said about being honest. Ain't nothing wrong being honest, you know. You got to be like you should be.
It's just unusual nowadays.
and yeah, it's unusual. And when you say friend, that's a big word. If you got, take one hand... And if you've got a couple fingers for friends, you got something. Because most people are not friends. You got a lot of acquaintances.
Yeah, yeah.
What did you...
friends.
That's what we talked about last week, but I had none, and Scott says he has three.
But did you hear the Shecky Green interview earlier on?
Oh, it's funny.
No.
Well, he gave a good definition of what a true friend was, and I thought that was a very...
I missed that.
Yeah.
What is it?
Well, basically somebody... who you call, and when you hear their voice, it riles something in you, and you want to call them when something good happens to you. And you have and this was the best definition I've ever heard, that you develop that love for them that you have for a family member.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's a friend.
That is.
And a friend is going to tell you like it is, whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
Friends. But I'm honest with them, and they know they get an honest answer.
That's why Scott doesn't like me, because I tell him like it is.
And that woman on the chips and dip, you know, it's probably a female. They do get their feelings hurt when they don't get included on something, you know, where a man just kind of brushes it off and goes on.
Oh, I could tell you some stories about Scott's females.
Okay, well, I'm going to get off here, but I just want to tell you.
Thank you for calling.
You sound okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And if anybody else has any opinions, please weigh in. 740-383-9944.
I'm trying to get you in trouble.
Well, no, I don't think that I've had issues with any females that I know of.
I'm not saying issues. Just
first of all, don't say Scott's females. That sounds bad.
His harem.
You know, I hate that word, harem.
I do too.
I don't know why people would even say that. The implication in that word is bad.
That they're kept women.
And they're not.
No.
Well, that's a few years ago.
Runaway women.
Somebody said mistress.
Oh.
Now, but somebody told me that mistress means that you're being taken care of.
Is that right?
I don't know, but that's what I was told.
Okay. Well,
I don't care.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
But you have not given me a straight answer on why just seeing a picture of this person, who I have seen in person, and I've seen pictures of him many times, all of a sudden flattened my viewpoint on the person. Now, don't give me a psychiatrist answer.
I've got the perfect answer.
I'll go right ahead.
You're nuts.
Well, that solves the problem. Case closed.
I'm going to find a good woman for you, Scott.
Well, it's not about
I'm
that.
Your grandpa. I
it's
can
not
take
about
care
that. It's just about, don't you, I don't know, sometimes after you're with somebody for a while, not relationship, just a friend, sometimes they do become a little boring because they, and you don't
so
want
do
to
we.
Tell them that.
No, absolutely not.
No, we become boring every week.
You're right there.
Yeah, we're
we've
right
lost half of our listeners already.
Sure, knocked them right out of the box. Well, three quarters of them tuned out when Charlie didn't sign
up
the program.
That's right.
So the point is that I just don't, and I hate to admit this, but this is honesty and this is what people want. I get bored with people rather quick.
I think if we all would tell the truth, we'd all do. We cover it up better, some of us. I'm not good at covering it up. And ask my wife. She gets mad at me because I will sit there and not talk to her for a while. And she'll say, what's the matter? Well, nothing's the matter. I just don't have anything to talk about.
Well, it's not. I just, after a while, people, if you, and it's awful to say this because you shouldn't have to bring anything to the table if you're a friend, but after a while, if there's no surprise with you anymore, if you're not learning anything about the person anymore, if it's not it does become a mundane relationship, because when you first meet people, you learn about them. And I'm curious about everybody. I want to know where you came from, what happened in your life, how'd you get to be who you are. But once you cover that, if you're no longer bringing anything to the table, sometimes that can be a boring person. Now, some people do transcend that. I don't want to say that's everybody. There's about three people who transcend that, and that's why they have become really good friends, because I don't need to know anything more about them, and I still like being around them and talking to them. But not everybody's like that.
I know how you can make everybody not boring. Get naked. If you get naked with them, they're never boring. It's just you're so uptight that you can't be bored.
Is any problem not solvable with you, Glenn?
With sex?
Anything.
Charlie, turn the radio off.
Any one problem.
Well, I really think I'm a Freudian, and I believe everything goes back to that.
I don't think so.
Not overtly. I think
you were scarred as a child.
I was scarred as a child. My mother and father were way too nice to me.
You have to lay down on the couch here one time. We're going to have to go through this and figure out what the problem is.
Well, the problem was, and I was the third of three, and my brother was 8 years older than me, and my sister 10 years older than me, both of which are gone now. That kind of makes you a spoiled brat.
Well, just coming back to the Memorial Day thing, because we only got 5 minutes left here. One thing I do hate, though, is when people come when they don't want to come.
Yeah, don't. Please don't.
No. You don't. If I ask you to come and you don't want to, you don't have to humor me. Because trust me, if you get there, you're probably not going to be very much fun.
And everybody will know it.
Everybody will know it. And I'm not going to like having you there, because I'm probably going to feel that you're uncomfortable and not having a good time. And I don't want you there.
Even that this person mentioned it now, you're going to wonder whether they're comfortable.
Well, probably only if the other person shows up.
I think you'll think they're uncomfortable no matter what.
Oh, I don't know. Because when they first said they wanted to come and they were bringing this cheese dip and whatever, I didn't think anything of it then.
I think it's interesting how you and Jeff Ruth always find a way to get back to food.
I don't even know if I'll have the cheese dip. I'm just saying, when they said they were coming and they were offering to bring this dish, I had no problem. I wasn't worried about uncomfortableness or anything. Okay. But somehow today, like took a little taint on it, you know, because of
I understand what you're coming from, and I think you need a psychiatrist.
So you would not bother? Well, you would have to, because if you're having a party, and we understand you have no friends, so this is fictional.
Yeah.
So if you're having a party and one person says, "I'm not coming," if you invite the other, that would bother you. You're a gentle soul. I know it would.
It probably would bother me. Yeah.
Yeah, but you have to solve that problem before the party, and you don't want the person going, "Well, I just won't come." You don't want that.
I wouldn't have to solve the problem. I'd do it like my youngest son used to do. He'd come to me and say, "Dad, I've been asked to go to an alcohol party." And I said, "Well, are you going to go?" And he'd say, "Well, I told him I was going to go, but I'm not going to be there." That's kind of the way my family takes care of things. We'll tell you, we're going to take care of that, and then we just don't do what
you but
do.
You shouldn't no-show. An alcohol party you can no-show, but you should not no-show something you've been personally.
Bull.
You think?
Oh, I no-show a lot, because if I don't want to go, I don't want to hurt their feelings at that moment. But if I don't show, I can always, I see it hurt their feeling, I can tell them a lie.
Well, does it hurt their feelings? I don't know if it would hurt my feelings if somebody no-showed, but I would never invite them again. I would say, well,
obviously it hurt your feelings.
No, because I would think, well, either they didn't want to come, felt they had to lie to me and say they had to come.
Well, what if they had the flu?
But they don't. You're telling me it's a lie. It's
yeah, but you don't know that if they're
a
good liar.
Oh, you know somebody's got the flu. So, I would think, well, why would I ever... Wouldn't that be everybody's first reaction? If you say you're going to come and then you no-show, why would I invite you again?
Yeah, well...
All you had to say was in the beginning, "I'm not coming."
That's the good thing about not having parties. My old job, my previous job, I had to organize parties and stuff like that. And I didn't care whether people showed or didn't show, except for my boss always cared. Wanted as many people as we could get there. But I didn't care whether they came or didn't.
But parties can be... I'm not talking about... This Memorial Day thing has been going on now for about 5 or 6 years. It's fun.
And I haven't been invited to any of those. Because
you wouldn't come anyway. And
you're right.
The whole thing. So this is the thing. You know, okay. We're not wearing noodles on our heads, so I know you wouldn't come. So, but it, you know, if somebody doesn't want to come, just tell me up front. That's much better. I prefer honesty over phoniness anyway.
As a person that has learned how to lie with the best, and I mean tell mistruths, not lay down with the best, as that type of person, I would feel uncomfortable saying to you, I don't want to come. So I would give you some excuse.
But I wouldn't care.
I know you wouldn't, but I'm that type of person. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
You can give me an excuse. Just okay. Let me know you're not coming. Yeah. Don't say I'm going to come and then just not show up.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. Probably. Nah, I would do that.
See, that's where the issue would come.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I won't get invited, so I'm not worried.
Now, we are going to come back. We've got that hour flew by.
Yeah, it did.
We've got a whole nother hour coming up today here on the Charlie Evans
Show.
You
made me laugh a lot.
Well, that's good. Laughter is Norman Cousins. Laughter is the best medicine.
Okay.
So hopefully they're laughing at home as well. That's all we need here.
Wake up, Charlie.
Yeah, phone number 740-383-9944. Wednesday, May the 20th. Oh, it's 5/20/2020 here on WWGH Radio. We'll be back. Glenn Coble, Scott Spears filling in for Charlie Evers. Certainly not replacements, but fill in.
Absolutely.
You can't replace Charlie. But we can fill in until he returns.
Yep.
So we'll be back here in about 10 minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere. This is WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For Jim Lavelle, the man handcuffed to Lee Harvey Oswald when he was assassinated.
So when you're coming out the door with Lee Harvey Oswald handcuffed to you, you're there to protect him. Take me through that walk. What do you see? How did it happen?
All right, well, as I walked through the door, I could see, I've always made it a habit in my career, especially as a detective, if I went into a room where there's more than one people around, I did a quick look over of all of them, up and down, so I saw Ruby. He was standing there, and he was holding that pistol in his left hand, pressed against his leg, down just above his knee. Well, he was surrounded by police officers and reporters, but none of them was looking down. They was all looking up head high, and I saw it. And as soon as I saw that, I was already within 4 or 5 steps of him by that time. And when I saw it, then I knew exactly what was going to happen. So I began my defense on it, trying to jerk Oswald behind me. And I was moving him behind me when he took 2 steps forward, and he put him in arm reach. In my reach, I reached over and grabbed him by the left shoulder and shoved back and down on him. But at the same time, of course, he'd switched that gun in his right hand and fired. And
the legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
Yeah. Is it how much of Mrs. Garrett is in Charlotte Ray?
Well, I'm not, you know, they made Mrs. Garrett perfect, which was ridiculous, as I wrote in the book. I mean, they never let me yell at the kids or anything, which most parents, you know, all the kids wanted a mother like Mrs. Garrett. Well, she wasn't real, because most mothers lose their temper sometime and they get mad, and so on and so forth. Anyway.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.